Well, welcome everyone to the first Friday of the month, Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your hostess today. It is November 7th, 2025, and I am really excited to have a dear friend of mine here today to lead the meditation, David Rosenthal. And I have to say that without him, there really wouldn't be a Global Water Healing website. He did a lot of the work on setting it up, and he rescues me when things go crazy, and he's always happy to step in and facilitate the monthly meditations when I'm away or to lead one when somebody cancels. And so I am very grateful for his generous heart and his technological skills. And for more than 20 years now, David has been working in partnership with Linda Shea and the Dolphin Consciousness to bring the extraordinary gifts of the dolphins to people all over the world. And these gifts include the dolphin energy healing, the seven dolphin attunements, and a whole lot more. And David is also a channel for an extraordinary dolphin spirit who calls himself Archie. And Archie really is the spokes dolphin for the Cetacean Spiritual Council that guides Linda and David's work in the world. And Archie's, I think he's also described himself as the dolphin aspect of Archangel Michael. And you'll be meeting Archie today in today's session, so I'm really excited about that. And David also offers personal sessions with Archie that are really journeys of discovery and empowerment. And part of these powerful sessions are direct healing transmissions from Archie. And when Archie's doing that work, he brings through dolphin energies and other energies like cosmic and holographic and transgalactic. I don't know where they all come from, but he brings through a lot of different energies. And David also facilitates a free dolphin energy healing transmission for anybody, anywhere in the world, every Thursday at noon Pacific time. And I do it whenever I can. It's a really great way to get a big dose of dolphin love and joy that, you know, can carry you through the week. And so I encourage you to find out about all of these things on the website, dolphinheart.world. So, David, I am really excited to have you here, and I can't wait to see what Archie's going to do.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, and thank you. And thank you. You know, these Fridays are about us bringing healing to the waters of our planet, which are still in deep need of healing on multiple levels. But Archie has told me that there is going to be some receiving involved in this call as well, I think toward the end, so that we're going to start out from a place of giving. But everyone here is also going to be receiving really a gift of gratitude from the dolphins, I think, toward the end. And I asked Archie, you know, do I need to do anything to prepare for today? And the answer that came was, no, we've got this. So that was good, because I was busy with other stuff. And without further ado, I want to tell you a little bit about Archie. I've been channeling him since 2003, or he's been speaking. You know, it's not that's really doesn't feel right. It's, he has been speaking and operating through me since 2003. It wasn't my idea. And he, particularly in the beginning, was very much the guide for Linda and I for everything that we did, for everything that we built for our classes and our experiences. And so, and he's just coming in. So he's telling me to shut up and bring him in. There's a point where I noticed that, like, I start losing the ability to, like, speak as a human. And that's, you know, my cue to bring Archie in. So the way this works is I'll be silent for, I don't know, a minute, maybe less. And when Archie comes in, he generally comes in starting with some sounds. And he makes these extraordinary sounds through my body that I really wouldn't know how to make those sounds, but he does. And then he'll begin speaking. And so let's do this. Thank you again, everyone, for being here. And have a beautiful, you know, sharing and ride and giving with my friend Archie. Okay, here we go. Hello. We are Archie. We greet you, and we always refer to ourselves as we, because we are a pod of dolphins, really. We are a spokesperson, but for us dolphins, we don't distinguish from between the one and the many in quite the same way that we humans, that you humans do, and that was David, you humans do. We're quite comfortable being individuals and completely and totally part of a group, of a family, of a pod, with no conflict between those two realities. We see you humans struggle with that a lot, where you start experiencing yourself as part of a group and then you start to feel like you're losing yourself. But it doesn't have to be that way. It's possible to be fully in your individuality, fully in your you-ness, and also be fully, fully connected, fully in connection, fully in partnership. And so welcome. And so you have all gathered here today so that we can all send some healings to the waters of our beloved planet Earth and all who dwell in the waters. And so we will be talking through a guided experience. There will be some periods of silence where we're simply all flowing energy. But to start with, we invite you to close your eyes if you haven't already. Place a hand on your heart space. Begin connecting to your own heart. And begin connecting to the sacred waters of your own body. You have quite a bit of water within you. And that water really is the embodiment of life. Humans and your scientists are beginning, some of them, to have a deeper understanding of this. But in the beginning, of course, water life began in the waters, and it was not separate from the water. The water was the environment in which all life took place, and this is still true. So you are carrying your own little ocean inside of you, and that is what enables the body to live and to function. And so let's begin by taking a moment, breathing in, and connecting with all of the molecules of sacred water that make up your physical body. And that serves so many functions, and so many functions that your scientists are really only beginning to scrape the surface of. Water is quite an extraordinary set of possibilities. And your scientists think of it as H2O, but some of them are realizing that inside the body it also operates as H3O2. And that is interesting. We'll talk about that another time. But the point is that water takes on sacred crystal structures, and that truly is what makes life possible. So just take another moment breathing in and thanking all the water molecules of your body. Allow yourself to feel some gratitude for what water has made possible for you in this lifetime, and of course in many, many, many lifetimes. And so we want you to do this first because this is going to empower you to walk through the next step with us, which will be about giving. So as you become more connected to the waters in your body and you connect and feel the sacredness of this partnership that you have with water, this then is what in the next step we will bring to all the waters of our planet. And so now let's go on a bit of a journey. You can be standing on land and viewing a body of water. Perhaps you're standing by a river and the water is moving and flowing. Perhaps you're standing on a beach and the waves are coming in and going out. And this is an important thing to fully discover and honor about water, is that water is motion. In our work with with Linda and David, we speak of the frequency of motion. And water is the embodiment of the frequency of motion. Water is always in motion. Even frozen water, even ice, at the molecular level, there is still motion and flow happening. So let yourself feel this flow as you're standing and observing a body of water in it, and let yourself feel being in nature. Let yourself feel connecting to the natural world. And perhaps there are trees nearby. Perhaps there are other plants. Perhaps there are birds singing. All coming together to honor the waters that give life, that allow for life to exist here on this planet. And breathe in. And so this is a sacred connection, an open, and let yourself feel your sacred connection with the waters of our planet. And you know, water doesn't really have boundaries. So when you're connecting to one, you know, one little stream or one ocean beach or one river, one lake, wherever you are, know that in this connection you are connecting to all of the waters of this beautiful planet. And this again is the one and the many. And so allow yourself to be intimately connected to this particular water, and know that through that this connection, all of the molecules of water on planet Earth are being touched and are receiving your gift of love. Your gift of love. And your gift of gratitude. And your experience of wonder. Opening, opening, opening. And if there's some part of you that's feeling a little bit shy about making this connection, or feeling any kind of a block or a barrier, simply relax and open. And of course, if this does not apply to you, that's fine, but you can also relax and open even further. And now you're going to have a bit of an adventure. You're going to become a water being. We know that in this lifetime you are a land being, but I invite you to become a being that lives in the water, and we're going to allow you, or invite you, to, well, it's we could say choose, but really to discover what is the water being that you're becoming in this moment, that you'll be sharing life with. Is it a fish? Is it an octopus? Is it a seabed of kelp? Is it a dolphin or a whale? Or it could just be, it could be something tiny, a tiny little cell of plankton. It could be something huge, a blue whale. And whatever you experience will be right for you. And you may, over the next few minutes, you'll have a chance to experience a few different embodiments a few different water personalities. So whatever water being you are, just let yourself feel. What is it like for you to swim in the waters? What is it like for you to be this fish or this cell of plankton or this huge whale? And notice the separation between human you and water you disappearing as you come into oneness with this remarkable being, another remarkable being, because you are a remarkable being. And as a remarkable being, you have this ability to have this experience of a completely different embodiment as a water being. And swim around if you're a being. Oh, some of you are sea turtles, yes. This is a choice that our channel Davis is particularly fond of. And they are fond of him. They come to greet him when he walks to the beach. At any rate, we're going to give you a moment to simply deepen into this experience. And meanwhile, we are surrounding you with an energy gift that's going to enable this experience to become completely real for you. And it's okay. You're going to come back to being a human by the end of our time together. So this is completely safe for you to have the experience of this water embodiment. And we'll be silent for a minute or two while you swim around and make discoveries and feel how it feels. See what you see. And some of you are noticing that what you're really doing is bilocating. You still are human, you still are in your human body, and you are also a water being. And both of these are true at the same time. This is a skill and a talent that you do have that you can further develop. But know that in this moment where you've become a water being, you haven't lost any of you humanists. You've simply chosen to embody in multiple bodies at the same time, so to speak. And that's not exactly right, but it's the best we can do in your human language. So open to the experience. Let your human mind relax and let go. And simply open to this experience. And some of you are wondering, how does this heal the water? And we'll explain that to you, and it does. And we'll explain a bit more about that in a few minutes. But in the meantime, simply trust and let yourself dive deeper into this experience. And you, at some point, may find that there's a point of completion with this particular being, or actually you can continue being this water being, and at the same time you can also become another water being. And some are completely different on the planet. So you can trilocate. You humans have talents far beyond what you've imagined. And so now, experience this new experience. And, well, some of you became a jellyfish. Or a manta ray. Or a very large fish, or a very small fish. And some of you are becoming all of it and noticing the enormous variety of life in the waters and opening to all of these different experiences. As you're experiencing these multiple different embodiments, you can begin noticing where healing is needed. And as your human self, you can begin sending beautiful healing energies to all the beings living in the water, and to the waters itself, the waters themselves. And this is really the discovery, this is really the point, is that sending healing to the waters of our planet, and sending healing to the beings living in the waters of our planet, is sending healing to yourself. Because there really is no separation. You are the fish. You are the sharks. You are the whales. You are even the octopuses. And the coral. And when humanity fully understands that we are the waters of our planet Earth, then humanity will naturally and easily begin taking better care of the waters of our planet, and ceasing to do things that need to be ceased and creating new activities that nourish the land and the water. And so this is all happening simultaneously now. You are the human, and you can open your hands and be sending these healing energies in whatever way feels most comfortable to you. There may be particular modalities of healing that you're trained and you're comfortable with, or you may discover a whole new way of doing it in this moment. And know that you are not separate from that which you are healing. We're all one. And so, in healing the waters, you are healing the land, and you're healing the humans, and you're healing yourself. And so, now we'll be silent for another few minutes, and simply feel these healing energies, feel them. And we are sending all sorts of healing energies to you and through you, so you can feel this energy coming from your heart, but also coming from the crown chakra and above, and coming down and then flowing out through your heart and through your hands. And now just open and allow, open and allow. opening, opening to the beauty of the water, opening to the beauty of these beings living in the water. And in so doing, opening to your own beauty, opening to the sacredness of this moment, the sacredness of this life, and the sacredness of this human water, water beings connection. And you continue being the giver in this way for just another 2 or 3 minutes, and then we have a last piece that we want to do with our time with you. So just continuing to allow beautiful healing light flowing through you to the waters and to the beings inhabiting the waters, knowing that they are you. And feeling that, experiencing it many, many different ways. Into the motion, you may find your human body beginning to sway or move a bit in synchrony and harmony with the motion of the waters. And now begin coming back to your human self, simply bringing you are still connected to your water beings, but for the moment, bring your attention and awareness and focus back to this human body, this human being, this human isness, this human life that you are leading. And we dolphins are grateful to you. We are grateful to those of you who are devoting some of your energy and your time to healing our planet. And so we would like to also give you a bit of a gift for just a few minutes. And so for the moment, you can release the part of your attention that has been on all of this giving and open to receive. And we'll just be sharing a very special little dolphin gift with you for a few minutes. And we promise this is our gift to you. So open, open, open. Wow. Please give us permission. Because nothing happens without your permission. And then just open and receive. Open and receive. And this will be just another few minutes. Receiving, receiving, receiving. And we invite you to, having spent this time giving love to the beings in the waters of our planet, open to also receive, receiving love, receiving healing. Opening, opening, opening. And we thank you for this time together today. And take your time coming back. Mary, when you're ready, why don't you come back on?
Yeah, wow. That was amazing. Thank you, Archie.
Ah, you're very. You know, we'll be all right. We'll actually.
It's going to take you a few minutes to get back, isn't it, David?
Well, I think that's true for everybody on the call, actually.
I think so, too.
But yes, Archie, so hold on a second. Let Archie say his goodbye, because I wasn't sure when he was going to. So, yes, we will still be here, actually. We will be participating, but we will essentially bring David back as well. So.
Okay.
All right. Hi. I'm me again. Kind of.
Hello, you. I had quite a little laugh because right away I became a sea turtle, and then you said a lot of people are sea turtles. I was like, yep. Yeah, that was fun. Really great fun to cruise around as a turtle, and then I became a squid, a small squid, more like a cuttlefish. But you know, after the healing energy started going out into the waters, all of these sea creatures came by, like sea lion and dolphins and whales and fish, and they all had light streaming off of them, like when you see bioluminescence.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It was so cool. It was like all of this healing light was coming off of all of their fins and flippers, and yeah, it was very cool. Is there anybody who'd like to share something with David? If so, unmute yourself, star 6, and tell us your name.
Oh, David, that was powerful. You know my name. I got to bring Archie into the Thursday sessions, too. I mean, that was deep. I mean, yeah, I got to get the recording of that. Oh, my God, I got to be a humpback whale for a while on the orca and other things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
And for those who don't know, this is Tom.
Yes. One of your songs.
Yes. Precisely.
Great.
Beautiful. I'm glad it was so good for you. Yeah.
Does somebody else
amazing.
Would like to share something?
This is Muriel, and David, you just outdid yourself, or Archie. Archie outdid you, David. But, wow, that was extraordinary and so unexpected. I had no idea what was getting ready to happen. A quick share is that I've been reading recently by the wonderful author Susan Casey, a book called The Underworld, about what lives in the very depths of the ocean, the creatures that we don't even know anything about. But thanks to the submersibles that have been being invented, we can now go down and see what's down there. And, oh, it's just so extraordinary what lives at the bottom of the ocean. So I became some of these creatures down there. And there are not even names for them. There's so many
right.
new ones. but a lot of them are microscopically in size. They're like pinpoint. And what ended up happening was that, because I've been reading in the book, and it's horrifying me that the plan is to strip mine the bottom of the ocean. And so what ended up happening in this fabulous meditation was that I was not like, sort of like Archie's a we. I was a we. I was some creature, but there are trillions of them. So I was all of the consciousness of these creatures. And they began telepathing to the ones that want, that are hooked on greed and power and money, those people. Like, we know you want to thrive. We're thriving. If you take our thriving away, you're diminishing your own thriving. So they kind of gave that message to the ones that want to do the strip mining. And then this incredible thing happened that I don't quite have words for, in which their consciousness, and this, and Archie was helping. I could feel the energy of Archie kind of enhancing what they were doing, and they are going, we know you want to thrive. We know you want to thrive. We love you. You can thrive when we thrive. We know you want to thrive. And it just went on and on and got bigger and wider and brighter. It was just extraordinary. I haven't had an experience quite like that. And so I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I got my wish when I got on the call. I said, I want to take a deep dive. I got.
And you went really deep, yes.
Thank you, David. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, bless you, Meryl.
Well, I think we have time for one more.
I got time.
Hi, this is Allison. Oh. I was just going to say, flying fish, and also had what Mary said about the bioluminescence coming off a school of flying fish that I became. And that was putting energy through the water. Thank you.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, you know, the message, let me just say something, Mary, which is that the message that came to me from Archie, before we got on the call, is that it's beautiful that we as humans are coming together to heal the waters. And in order to heal the waters, we have to heal the humans. Because the humans, before the humans came along, the waters were just fine. So it's not one or the other. It's
No. And that was David, a lot of this work we do, I've heard so many times, what we do to the ocean, as the water evaporates and goes up into the clouds and comes down onto the land and the people, that energy, that healing energy goes to the whole planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what goes around comes around.
It goes to the whole planet and beyond.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, it's 1 o'clock.
Was there someone else?
Was there anybody else that we did hear someone come on?
I'd like to share just for a second with Sabina.
Sabina.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, to thank you for adding on the healing part. And I was sitting here, and I started to feel like the really buzzing, healing energy in my cheeks. To my surprise, very powerful, and I had it's been a while, but I fell in the bathtub and onto my third eye, basically. And so I could feel it, like, you know, healing my whole skull and including like a tooth issue that is acute right now. So, and it's still going on. I felt like this.
Yeah, I want to say that to everybody, that you may, you know, that you may, some of you may feel that healing energy continues, and if you have the time, just give yourself some more time and do drink water after this. But yeah, you know, looking to see, am I ready to get up and go on with my day, or do I need to just, you know, chill and receive for a little bit longer? Take good care of yourself.
Really beautiful. Felt it on the insides of my arms, like I was being held by my own arms. Really amazing. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Archie. It's always a pleasure to have you guys here. And next month, December 5th, the meditation will be led by Bonnie, Dolphin Ambassador. She was here a couple years ago, so she'll be back next month. So I want to wish you all...
You know what, Mary? Mary, before we complete, let me just... One more, you know, you already said it, but just, you know, particularly those of you who have enjoyed the healing energy today... I do give a free Dolphin Energy Healing every Thursday, and all the details are on our website, dolphinheart.world. And, you know, and there are people who have been coming pretty much every week for, like, years, and there's room for some new receivers, so just, you know, consider the possibility. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, David. Okay, well, blessings, everyone. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in December. So I'm going to unmute everyone so we can all say goodbye.